Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call
them? They call them country.
Countrymen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And to tell them, you can tell it too.
But you can tell the person.
Now, I don't know why I ain't been able to tell me. So you can tell people when they come out the country, because that act is different.
Uh-huh.
It would tell me, now I don't know.
Okay. What do you call people like me whose skin is white?
You're white people.
Okay. And what about people like you whose skin is black?
A Negro.
Okay.
Not a nigger, a Negro.
Okay. Now, if a white man got mad with a colored man, what might he call him?
Well, a Negro.
Now, if a colored man got mad with a white man, what might he call him behind his back?
Well, call him by name. What he should do.
Yeah, but that's what he should do.
Yeah,
but if he got real mad.
He ought to call him a white man, I read. But he should call him by his name.
Well, now, have you ever heard the expression sager? When a colored man gets mad with a white man, call him an old sager or an old cracker or something like that?
I have never been. I tell you, I ain't been around or business like this. I don't know nothing. Now, you ask me, now I'm old enough to know.
Uh-huh, okay.
I don't know that.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You'd say the man got awfully...
mad.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you'd say, man, I'm really... The principal at school sent a child home early because the child was bad.
Yeah.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
good. No, bad.
Now, why would the nurse send a child home early?
Sick, because he's sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick?
In summer.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I call that a joke in the morning.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you?
Call the boogeyman
one.
Okay. Oh, don't call the boogeyman that.
Well, now, the boogeyman, is the boogeyman the same thing as the devil, or is it?
That what the devil mean, you know, that people tell children that, I don't imagine nothing to it, you know, how, you, I don't know what your parents, you know, about the old time raising. People used to tell children, you don't do right, the devil gonna get you. All such a talk is that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because I tell you this, when my mother died when I was little, I knew nothing about my daddy, my mother. Well, my daddy was taken away from me and sent to the war. He was in World War I boy, was sent to France. Well, my aunt moved for Atlanta and went to Greenwood. But she come back over here, visited this dairy church up here for Mr. Goober's stone. All her talk, she sat down and talked to me. She said, Nell, I said, ma'am, I want you to grow up and be a nice girl. She said, I don't want you to grow up and disfigure yourself. And said, if you want to get to heaven, Say you want to meet your mom, you got to be good. Oh man, I just told the school children. Little, you see, I had no better sin. I said, Aunt Rachel told me to be good. I want to meet my mother. But she didn't tell me I had to die to see it. Lord, we laughed. And so I kept on as I grew older. She kept telling me that. And I asked her. I said, Aunt Rachel, I said, you just keep telling me to be good. I'm going to see my mother. I said, when is I'm going to see my mother? She said, you got to be a good girl. When you die, you go to heaven, you see her. I said, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And see, she telling me things. There's a lot of things right today.